I titled this little devotional Advent Dreaming. And one of the things I think about this time of year that I really love is the fact that there's a lot of dreaming going on. Do you remember what it was like to be a kid and dream about what was going to be under that Christmas tree on Christmas morning? And do you remember what it was like to have dreams of what you hope to become when you grew up and somehow got to the point where you were an adult? You had dreams. You know, I had some outlandish dreams as a child. One of them was I felt and I knew I wanted to be a professional baseball player as a kid. So that was a part of my dreaming. And so even at Christmas time, I was dreaming about new baseball gloves and new equipment and things that would help me become that professional baseball player that I always wanted to be. And as you think about I think as a grandparent now, looking at my grandkids and thinking about all the things that they're dreaming about, I have one that's probably not dreaming yet. She's about 8 months old. But the other one is now going to be 4 in January, and this is just quite the Christmas for her already. So it's pretty exciting to see the awe and wonder in her eyes, thinking about Christmas. And as a young person, as a child, you know, you have those dreams. I would sleep. This is really too much information, but I would sleep with my baseball glove under my pillow, and I just slept and breathed baseball as a kid. And it was you look back on it now as an adult and you think, what a crazy dream. And we do that. We have crazy dreams as children, but we should never stop dreaming. We should always continue dreaming about what could be, what the future might hold. And I think the season of Advent is a time where we can recapture what it means to dream and begin to have new dreams and begin to have new hopes and for our families and for our churches and for those that we serve. And the Bible is full of people that were dreamers and that experienced dreams and experienced God speaking to them in dreams. The Old Testament was full of them. We have Jacob who wrestled God an angel in a dream. We have Joseph, and we have Solomon, who are just a few of the many people that had dreams in the Old Testament. We have the New Testament. We have Paul and Barnabas, and we have and they experienced a dream in Acts 12, where the Spirit of the Lord took them a different direction from where they were going, and that changed the history of modern missions. You know, they were going to go into Asia, and the angel took them through a dream into Europe. And so that's God works so many ways through dreams. And we have people around the Christmas story. We have Simeon in the temple. We have others around the Christmas story that have had dreams. And I want to read one dream to you today from the book of Matthew that has always captivated me, and it's the dream of Joseph. So I'm going to read just a few verses of scripture with you this morning about Joseph's dream. And Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25 read, "This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: 'The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel,' which means God with us. When Jesus woke up, or when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus." I like Joseph's dream And part of it is my mind starts to wonder about Joseph. You know, as you think about Joseph, he had to have some dreams of his own. And I think about as the Lord appeared to the angel appeared to him in this dream. I often wonder about Joseph's dreams before this encounter. What was he hoping for his future? What was he expecting to do, you know, his future to look like with Mary as his wife? What kind of plans did he have for his future? I wonder, you know, did he have dreams of a particular type of family that he wanted? Or did he have dreams about where he wanted to live? All of those kinds of things. What was he hoping for? What was his plans? That night, the angel visited him in the dream. The plans got changed. He was given a new dream. And the plans and hopes he had been dreaming about before had to be put aside. You know, you think about just a little later in the scriptures, they had to go to Egypt. I am sure that Egypt was not in Joseph's plans before this dream. In fact, the thing that I love about this story, though, is that when God spoke into his dreams through the angel, we have in the last part of this passage that Joseph, when he awoke, he did exactly what the angel of the Lord commanded him to do. Joseph received a totally new dream, a totally new future hope for his family and for the future of his family. And that dream came from God. And it could have been, it was so much better than what Joseph probably could have possibly envisioned. You know, I think about my dream of being a professional baseball player. While that would have been great and all, God had such better plans and a better vision for my future than that. And it was perfect for me. When I think of Joseph's story, when I think of this dream, I think of a particular song that I heard back in the 90s by a group that I used to listen to a lot. And the title of the song is called Strange Way to Save the World. And it's about Joseph's story. And there are just a couple of stanzas in that song that I want to share just the words of it with you, to capture how Joseph may have felt when he was experiencing the dream, but also experiencing the birth of Jesus. And it goes like this. I'm sure he must have been surprised, speaking of Joseph, at where this road had taken him. Because never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message, the dream from the angel come to life. I love that those stanzas because I would have been like Joseph. I would have never in a million years thought that God had a different plan for me than being a professional baseball player as a child. But he did. And I'm thankful for a new dream that he had given me. So as I think about Advent, what does it have to do with Advent? Well, when we look at Advent, we know it's about preparing for the first incarnation. You know, we're preparing for the Jesus is coming the first time, but we're also looking ahead to his second coming. Advent is about looking forward, not looking back. And as we think about the second coming, in Advent, it's a time for dreaming. It's a time for us to dream. It's time for allowing God to dream in our lives. And as we look forward, we ought to consider the dreams and visions that God has for our lives. He can change the dreams that we have. He did it for me. He changed the dream that I had of being a professional baseball player. And shortly into my young life, when I was about in junior high age, around 13, God called me to full-time ministry. That changed everything. No longer was baseball the center of my life. While I still loved the game and I still played through high school and those kinds of things, it wasn't, it didn't take center stage like it had before. I no longer slept with a baseball glove under my pillow at night, hoping that somehow I would become a professional baseball player. That dream was gone because God had a better and bigger and a dream that was fit for me. So I've watched that kind of unfold throughout the years, even as I was moving from full-time pastoral ministry into higher education. I did not want to go into higher education. I did not think that was the direction God would want for me, but he gave me a new dream. So when personal dreams and don't match with the Lord's, he can open up through his dreams some new avenues. And I always think about as God starts to change our dreams, I think of my dreams. They're good. You know, I dream a lot. I think about innovation and future and things. I'm very futuristic in my thinking. And those are good dreams. And they're not bad, but they're not always what God's best is for me. So allowing God to have enough space in my life to rearrange my life and change my dreams, I think, is what I take from Joseph's story. And also, this Advent for you, could you receive God's dream for your life? When God speaks or gives a new dream, are you ready to do what the Lord requires? Can you do what Joseph did and when he awoke, did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him? Immediately, you know, did exactly what the angel of the Lord did. So when God's rearranging and God speaks, are you going to be ready to do what the Lord requires? And then also, I would like to just end with this question. And those of you know, we are all in some sort of ministry, whether it's ministry of higher education, the ministry of pastoring, in different situations. We all are in this call or on ministry or preparing, you know, for students watching this, preparing for ministry. I have one question I'd like to ask as we conclude today, this devotional, is what is God asking me to be and do at this time, in this place, for the sake of those I'm serving? And allow him to place that answer to that dream, that question, into your life and heart this Christmas season. Thank you. Can I pray for you all?
Yes, please.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to share with one another Joseph's story. I think we can see ourselves in his story. And Lord, I just pray you will help give us dreams. Dreams that provide not only your guidance, but also dreams that open up avenues that we would never, ever see on our own, open up opportunities that we would never think about in our own minds and hearts. Lord, just expand our vision through dreams that you can give us. And I just pray that you'll bless each one on this call today and those that we watch it in the future. And we just thank you for the season of Christmas and Advent and what it means to us to look forward to your coming again. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.